How are you doing, everyone? My name is Juan Carlos. I am an immigrant from Mexico. I'm a DACA recipient. I'm a lawyer, and I am the chair of the board of Bike More. So thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you for supporting us. Above all, I'm someone that loves Baltimore so much, and it's irrational how much I love the city. So I want to tell you guys a few stories that, like, they're going to tie together and just tell you guys why I love this place so much. So I moved here when I was 12, immigrated from Mexico, and I remember one of the first memories I have coming here. My dad and my mom were like, we need to go to Baltimore City to the bank, and we live in, like, Racerstown, and I'm like, we don't have a car, but whatever, just going to do it. They were like, well, why do we have to go so far? It was like, it's the only bank with Spanish-speaking staff. So we take the bus to the Owens Mills subway station, and we take the subway to the top of Broadway. We walk down all the way down to Fells, at the Bank of America is still there. And we run our errands, and then my dad's like, let's walk around the harbor. And then we take a walk around the whole harbor, and I remember thinking, wow, I am so lucky. This place is beautiful. It's on the water. Look at the skyline. And also, we got here without a car. Like, the transport, like, do I live in the most advanced city in the world? and that's, my love just, like, grew from there. And I, growing up, like, we didn't have a car. To, like, middle high school, we just got around with the buses. And I thought, like, I was so lucky. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, this is, like, the best. And I talk about Baltimore this way still to my friends, and a lot of times people chuckle at me, right? And they're like, what transportation? Like, what are you talking about? This place is, like, it's not. And I still think of it that way, because it's, like, this city and this country, in a way, have, like, given me a place to dream, become, and be who I am. And I fucking love it. So then I... Growing up, that love never stopped, right? And I was in high school. Baltimore County High School is very diverse, and people are dreaming of going to L.A., going to New York City, and I truly wanted to live in Baltimore City. My mom would vouch for that. And I remember I wasn't dreaming just in theory. Like, I would see myself, because my mom cleans houses, and I would clean houses with her. And there's very specific houses I remember. One in, like, Federal Hill on the park that overlooks the water, and another one across the street. And I would look at these houses and, like, I'm gonna live here. I want to live this. I want to walk around the harbor. I want to, like, live here. And my parents, to their credit, they always told me, like, yes, of course, honey. You keep dreaming. And, like... Looking back, it's like, why did they let me dream so much? Like, arguably, that was unattainable for this, like, undocumented immigrant kid that, like, barely knew any English. And so I went through high school, and you know, in 2012, the DACA program got started by Obama, right? And I was just so lucky that I was, like, at that red age where those dreams were like, oh, wait, I can go to college. I can get a job. I can go to law school. I can do all these things. And I feel like I never stopped dreaming. I never got, like, never had that gap where I was, like, able to stop. So I just kept going. I was like, holy shit, I'm living the dream. And I moved to South Baltimore. I'm going to college. And when DACA came, it was like, it was great. I had a work permit. I had all these things. But it also came with this maze of bureaucracy that you get a work permit every 2 years. Your driver's license is tied to the work permit, and there's renewal delays. And the first time the renewal delay came, I didn't have a driver's license. Couldn't get to school, couldn't get to work. And I remember I talked to my parents, and they were like, well, what are you going to do? I was like, I don't know, I'm going to buy a bike. And I'm going to go to school, and I'm going to keep going to work, because I was still just so happy that I could do these things. So I bought a bike at Joe's Bike Shop, and... it was a mountain bike, and I was like, I'm going to do this. And I did it. And I felt so lucky. And I felt so, I still, like, I was in this maze bureaucracy, but I was still, like, I was like, I can work and go to college. I still can live this dream. And I remember one of my commutes, I lived in South Baltimore, went to night school, University of Baltimore. And I'm, like, coming down St. Paul, and everyone that's biked in Baltimore, you get down St. Paul, and you get to that intersection with Center Street, and it's like, how do you want to die tonight? You want to go under the bridge, where cars use it as a freeway, or are you in the wrong gear? You're not gonna make it up that hill, and a bus is gonna pass you really close. But I felt so lucky about it, and I was so thankful that I could do it, and I convinced myself that that was my new identity, and that's what I wanted to do. I wasn't forcing to do it, that's what I wanted to do. And it wasn't until like 2017, I couldn't find the exact date. Maryland Avenue Cycle Track opens. I'm in law school at University of Baltimore, and I lived in like southern Mount Vernon, and I remember the first time I hopped into it, and you ride up the bike lane, and you're like, holy shit, this is so safe, where has this been my whole life? And you're like, it literally, like, it felt like it was made for me, right? Because like law school's right there, and you get on it, and my apartment was like right off of it, and for the first time, I felt like, I was like, wow, the city saw me and was like, this is for you. This is yours. I felt like I was in heaven. But then it took me down this rabbit hole about, why don't we have more of this? Why is this all we have? Why is it so hard to get this? Who is against this? And going down the rabbit hole is Alpha Bike More and the bike community in general. And I was just like, yeah, I found more people like me that want better, and we still love Baltimore. We think it's perfect, but we want better. We want more of it, right? And it's one thing I want you all to know out of this is like it's not bike lanes are not just for your $3,000 bike spandex, like hipster. It's for people like me, people who I was, who just want to get around. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.